Tyria started immediately with Brantalis.
Listen, my friend, I know I can't fly like you, but I must find the way to Green Isle. Are you willing to help?
The barnacle goose clacked his beak resolutely.
I am thinking that I will help you, Tyria, after all your kindness to me. Here is the way skyfarers always take to Green Isle. Every autumn season, we are flying down from the far northlands. Always we fly south. Oi, fly south and follow the coast until we are reaching the old mountain, home of the long ears and great striped dog lords. Know you of it?
Skipper Banjon did.
Oi, that'd be Salamandastron, where the fighting hares and badger lords dwell. I've heard of it, but never been there myself. 'Tis a mighty trek from Redwall to that mountain, I can tell ye.
Brantalis nodded sagely.
A mighty trek indeed, for earthcrawlers such as you. But I am thinking there is a better route. If Brantalis could not fly, he would use the river moss north of here. I could speak the way to you whilst you mark it down. The creatures of the Red Walls are good at marking ways down, I am thinking.
Tyria thumped the wall steps with her rudder.
Of course, a map! It would make things a lot simpler if I had a map to guide me.
Brink raised his spiky eyebrows.
Oh, lots easier, missy. But you forgot to mention that you'll need a boat to make your journey in. No otter could swim over the Great Western Sea alone. 'Tis impossible.
Banjon merely winked at his Selahog friend.
Don't you fret, matey. If my Tyria needs a boat, you can wager she'll soon get one, won't you, girl?
Tyria shrugged as though the matter were no great concern.
Aye, I'll get a boat one way or another. Now, after supper, we'll ask Sister Snowdrop to draw up a map exactly the way in which Brantalis describes it to her. Good, that's that settled. So, Pandion, my friend, tell me about your home. What's it like on Green Isle?
The osprey regarded her with his savage golden eyes.
Ha ha! If I knew the way to my home, I would fly there this day. Green Isle is a place of great beauty, with soft morning mists, mountains, lochs, and rivers full of fine fish. Grog! But it is also an island of much evil and danger. Cats rule there, big, cruel, warlike beasts. One called Rigophilis is their warlord. He it was whom I wounded badly when he and his two sons tried to kill me for sport. There are also sea dogs there and river dogs just like you, Tyria. But alas, they live under the cat's paw. They are slaves and runaways, outlaws. There is a big timber fortress at the head of a lake. The cats have ruled there since back into the mists of time. You will not be welcome on Green Isle. It belongs now to Rigophilis and his warriors.